Ogoni is just a town, but the town covers a large area. In one part of Ogoni, I joined a mountain vegetable festival. A man in a huge green warabi suit was standing in the road, waving his arms. So I stopped and had some delicious warabi soba and talked with the people. I said, "Ogoni town is quite large." And one man said, "Yes, it's bigger than Tokyo." I was quite surprised to hear that. After Ogoni, I went towards Shirabu, a hot spring resort not far from Fukushima. It was a little warm in Ogoni, but Shirabu, which is high in the mountains, was cool. I didn't have enough time to take a bath there, but I did stop to take photos of the traditional Japanese inns in the village. From Shirabu, I took a road into Fukushima called Sky Valley Road. It is long and very steep, with many sharp curves. When I finally reached the top, which is at 1,400 meters, there were beautiful views of Lake Hibara and Urabandai. It was now about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I still had a long way to go back to Niigata City. So, for the rest of the trip, I stopped only to buy gas for the scooter. I finally got home at 7:30 in the evening, 11 hours after I started. I was sad that I didn't have time on my way home to enjoy ramen in Kitakata, which is famous for the dish. I think my next trip this summer will be back to Fukushima to have ramen in Kitakata.